2-1-0.
Mira, y'all, this is Natasha with Norteño T10. Now on Latina Podcasters Network. Hey guys, this is Natasha with Norteño T10 Podcast. Mic is further back. All right, guys, if you are listening, go watch. And if you're watching, go listen. Make sure that you follow, like, share, subscribe, do all the things. Thank you again to Valpa Media for housing and producing, and to Latina Podcast Network for having me on your network. Guys, today my guest is going to be interesting, I think. Good conversation. All right, introduce yourself.
My name is Fino, photographer, videographer, do music, but everybody usually just knows me for photography.
Yeah, but most recently, we'll just like jump right into it. You're actually planning something really big here in San Antonio. So what is it and why?
At the moment, I got Project Watermelon. It's an event that I'm putting together. Hold on, I need a second real quick. It's my first time on here. I'm a little nervous,
You're good.
Drink a Red Bull, so, you know what I mean? But I thought it'd be a good idea just to bring awareness to San Antonio. So I'm putting a little event with a whole bunch of vendors, pretty much people that support Palestine, because I feel like San Antonio as a collective is not really aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
And pretty much like the whole nation in general. So I just thought I'd use my big mouth and everybody that I know and try to bring awareness to the situation, because right now there's like an information war with mainstream media and then the people, what's going on. So mainstream media is basically just painting a narrative at the moment, hiding the truth, covering up everything that is the truth. And at the moment, the only people speaking up about the truth is the people. Mm-hmm. Like right now, CNN, they're barely starting to cover. A lot of mainstream medias are barely starting to cover because there's no way around it now. You see protests everywhere. There's people marching outside of the White House, outside of the House of Secretary of State, his own personal house. Everywhere Biden goes, there's people. Here recently, too, I guess the mayor, mm-hmm. they disrupted his dinner.
I heard about it.
Yeah. People wild. Man.
Yeah.
But, and I think, to be honest, it's just going to be something that's going to continue to happen, because the people around the world at the moment are just upset about what's going on. And basically, there's like a worldwide revolution right now. And as usual, since my early 20s, I've watched other countries revolt against their country's corruption, right? And I always wondered when we join in, right? Because we're, like I tell people, America's pretty much a corporation of corporations. We're in a prison of distractions of what's actually going on in the world and humanity. They keep us distracted with, here's Drake, here's Spurs, here's alcohol, here's party life. Just don't look this way at what we're doing. So at the moment, that's basically what's going on. There's like a huge information war. It's always been there. I heard about Palestine in 2020. Try to speak up. And I look like a crazy person. I look like a conspiracy theorist, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, whatever. And at the moment, this whole situation has resurfaced and gone viral because of TikTok. And that's originally why politicians wanted to get rid of TikTok, because it's exposing what's going on at the moment. And since it has, and it's gone viral, they recently, like in the last month, approached TikTok. They did initially, right? But right now they straight up just censored TikTok. So it's getting limited to what is actually posted as far as the truth. And at the moment, there's just people being bombed on a daily basis. I literally, and I know everybody else can feel the same way if you've been paying attention since October 7th. Like, I literally just witnessed a G-side. I don't know if I can say that on here. Because TikTok and Facebook, they're censoring words you can use because it's now labeled. If you criticize Israel or the government's actions about what's going on, you're labeled anti-Semitic, and you, there's punishment to it, I guess, at the moment. In New York, they boycotted. It's now illegal to boycott Israel. In about 11 states, I'd say it's about, like, illegal to boycott Israel. Mm-hmm. When Houston, the hurricane happened, in order to get your flood aid, you had a check mark, I will not boycott Israel. A lot of politicians at the moment can't speak up because when they got their money from AIPAC, that's a lobby group, mm-hmm, for Israel, American Israel Public Affairs Committee. And they pay politicians, here's $1 million. Now, you mean, just go work out what we need done. So most of our politicians at the moment are pro-Israel. So I wanted to remind the people that. So as much as people want to protest and talk about sign a bill, petition, we need to holler at our government officials. They're all pro-Israel. There's nothing we can do about it as far as waiting on the people that's conducting, I'm going to say horrorism, because you can't say certain words on TikTok, and I want to take some of these clips and put it on there. But at the moment right now, and sorry, I had a little off day too, because there was this humanitarian guy, Palestinian from Canada, went to Palestine, stayed behind even though the bombing was happening, to keep reporting the truth about what's going on, to keep exposing the government out there. And at the same time, he's been helping out a lot of people out there as far as tents, food, solar panels, electricity, things, right? He's been speaking up. So there's not a lot of Palestinians at the moment that speak English out there. Mm-hmm. He's been one of the voices on TikTok. And a couple of days ago, the government, the Israeli militia kidnapped a whole bunch of Palestinian men, and he was one of them. So like I said this morning, my tone just changed. I've been trying to just speak about Palestine in a peaceful way, even though I've been watching things happen in real time via social media, especially TikTok. But at the moment, one of our voices, one of our brothers in this fight right now, has been kidnapped at the moment. So a lot of us are angry and upset because, mm-hmm, a couple of the journalists that have been covering the situation escaped, evacuated. Motaz. And when you asked me what title do I want to go by, photographer, because Motaz, shout out to Motaz, you know what I mean? Was a 24-year-old photographer. Graduated not too long ago, but that, you know, through the lens of his camera, cell phone, and his Sony camera, he has been exposing to the world this evil that's been occurring for more than 75 years. It started 75 years ago, but it's been going on for much longer. But Motaz has showed a lot of people in the world that you can be more than just a photographer. He has shown me that you can be a hero. At the moment, the Israel, right? They're involved with a lot going on. Congo, Sudan, they're talking about invading Mexico for its lithium. Everywhere, anything you've ever heard of, America, right? Yeah. Sorry, go on.
No, you're good. You're good. No,
I'm gonna ramble on.
Yeah. No, yeah. So, what's your main goal of this event here in San Antonio?
Just to keep the conversation alive and bring awareness, pretty much, because like.
But are you wanting to raise money? Are you wanting to give back? Are you wanting to go? Like, what are you wanting to do? What's your goal?
The goal is to just wake people up. I know it sounds wild, but someone asked me that the other day. If people donate, I'd appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. But I don't count on people to at the moment. I'd say my first step is just to wake people up, bring awareness, then get to the donations. Because at the moment, these Palestinians are trapped at the border. I'm helping out this kid named Luai. Shout out to Luai. Palestine, he's in Belgium now. He escaped.
But he's trying to get 25 family members out. A lot of these Palestinians that speak English are doing the same thing. At the moment, they're charging $10,000 a person. Regardless, the Egyptian military is watching and people just get unalive left to right. But the government is still charging. So at the moment, like I'm trying to tell everybody, we can keep talking about Palestine and wait on the government to free them from the bombing, or we can come together and save these people. The battle of Gaza, unfortunately, has been lost. And I say battle because in life, you can lose a lot of battles, but the war is not over. So at the moment, Palestine, if you're watching this, don't ever give up hope. We got to keep on fighting the good fight. And a lot of that involves keeping the conversation alive. I say that because social media is suppressing everything about Palestine. Just as they did in the past in Egypt, here in America, they destroyed a lot of their books and libraries and anything that talks about Palestine and Palestine. They just bombed it. They're trying to erase them from history, all that.
I mean, but they're doing that here in America too.
Doing what?
They're literally burning books. They're banning books and they're trying to erase Black history, yes, Latin history.
And so everybody's, if you're a person of color, Black, Latino, whatever the case, we're all affected by Israel. Because Israel, the government works for Israel. The last time, the last good president, honest president that we had was John F. Kennedy. And he spoke about the Zionists infiltrating the American government and paying politicians to work things in their favor. Zionists, I don't know, you know, hopefully I don't get in trouble for saying this. They are just people that took over land over there from the rightful owners. They are not indigenous to it. Benjamin Netanyahu's son just took a DNA test. They're Polish. All these people just came to this place, said, oh, nice, we like the oil. We're going to take the land and wipe you guys off so that way you guys don't tattletale on us. You know what I mean? They did that here in America. This country is built on G side. You know what I mean? We wiped out a whole bunch of indigenous people here. And if you're Mexican, you know they did the same thing to us. You know what I mean? I don't speak my own native tongue. It's not English. It's not Spanish. Spanish Inquisitions murdered in the name of religion. You know what I mean? Christian Crusades. A lot of people, lives were lost because of colonialism. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When I was younger, I would hear about the Middle East and they try to make it seem like it was a complicated situation using words I didn't know. Occupy. Occupation. Can I cuss on you?
You can say whatever you want.
Fuck occupation. They are bombing and killing people for their land. You know what I mean? They want to talk about insurgents. It sounded like too much of a complicated term when I was little. When they unalive kids, they refer to them as insurgents. You know what I mean? When they're bombing these people out there, taking them for the land, or we're occupying the land to, you know, rebuild and give them a new. I heard that mumble jumble talk when I was little by Iraq and Afghanistan. Didn't understand, right? A lot of vets, Marines, Army, Air Force, are coming forward and telling me what they witnessed. And it was pretty much the same thing that happened in Afghanistan and Iraq. And I had told somebody, that's crazy, man. So much people have PTSD from Iraq, Afghanistan. I never wondered why, right? So I guess the last, before this one, was it Afghanistan? An ex-vet, homegirl, telling me, it was like over 100 some thousand deaths, right? But 300,000 people unalive themselves because of what they were involved in. There's a famous TikToker, Instagrammer now, named Greg Stroker. He talks about everything he witnessed there. Sorry, my bad. But
sorry, my producer, he never chimes in. And he said, what's your view on Hamas?
Hamas is a resistance group.
I'm going to edit that.
It's a resistance group. I look at them no different from any resistance group, like the Black Panthers. I know people out there that are good people, and Palestine is just a country with no weapons, right, at all. most of them throw rocks. I have a clip on here. I'll look for it later. I'll send it to you. Where the ambassador of Israel is talking about, they throw rocks at us. This is, you know, this is a war. Anyways, Hamas is just a collective of people that just had enough and standing up for themselves. It's a resistance group, the way Black Panthers was. The Native Americans had a movement. Asians had a movement. Black Panthers, that was, you mean, they had their movement.
Yeah.
Hamas, same thing, resistance, you know. I try to tell people, respect existence or expect resistance. You cannot just pick on people over a long period of time, expect no retaliation.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are watching, and I know I'm going to get deemed up. If you're pro-Palestine now, according to the American government, you're pro-terrorism. If you support Hamas, you're pro-terrorist group. But I know people out there. I talk to people in Gaza on TikTok. You know what I mean?
I've seen.
Hamas is just people like me that have had enough. If I didn't have to deal with no consequences here, I wouldn't mind. But like, if I didn't have my daughters, I'd shoot out there. I'm ready to ride. I'm ready to roll out. A lot of Hamas people are the same thing. You, like, if anybody's been watching what's going on, I watched a soldier throw a grenade into a mosque where they were praying just for a TikTok trend. There's a whole page of IDF soldiers doing wild stuff for trends. I've seen 7 different videos where they count down, blow up like 7 blocks of people and just celebrate it. Like it's an initiation of some sort. An ex-IDF soldier said that it is part of their initiation to commit these horrors and things like that. Their main goal is to spiritually, physically exhaust them. Mentally exhaust mm-hmm. them. And, but yeah, but Hamas, I find nothing wrong with Hamas. I'm pro good people. A lot of people look at the Black Panthers as Malcolm X. I grew up looking up to Malcolm X, Black Panthers. The last president I respected was JFK. Anybody that speaks up against evil, I'm with it. Anybody that is a warrior of God, I'm with it. And at the moment, if you like go down the rabbit hole about what's going on over there, you can see that these guys are pure evil. Did you see any of the clips of the babies?
Mm-hmm.
There's like 5 different clips like that. Only 2 surfaced. Do you mean?
I saw a mother who was a doctor, and she was in a hospital, and they were bringing in these kids, and one of the kids they brought in was her.
Yeah,
her
I just daughter. Saw that yesterday. Yeah. She was screaming, and
yeah,
I saw 10 different doctors just freak out because they. Do you mean?
Yeah.
There's a journalist. I do not know how to pronounce his name. Wallow, I don't know, but the Israel government, they targeted because in cahoots with America, like, yeah, it's human, let's silence what's going on out there. We can't look back. They bombed his house thinking he was there and just took his whole family, his kids, his wife, his cousins. It's just horrible. And I'm sorry if I sound very, like, antsy, angry, whatever. I'm all over the place. I have been all over the place. And I felt helpless for a little while, so I'm like, what can I do? I cannot rely on the government. They're the ones committing this. All the politicians can't help us because they've been signed something that says I will not boycott Israel. So regardless of what anybody thinks of anything, whether you don't like police brutality, you don't like cops racially profiling, you care about what's going on with indigenous people on reservations, if you care about what's going on with our people at the border, the American government and Israel have everything to do with this. Of course, the American government does, but Israel has 1,000% say-so in everything the American government does, and no one's ever known this till now, because there's a video clip of him just bragging about that. They do whatever we want. They do whatever they say.
What about people that might have an issue with you supporting Palestine to the extent that you are versus what's going on here at home and let's say the border issue?
I'm just gonna tell anybody, just go back from October 7th, watch has what has occurred from here to then. We are not in the same danger as they are. We're not getting bombed with bombs every day. If we were like here in America, we have more resources. We have more voices. We have more help. You know what I mean? I've always been like 10 toes down and loud when it comes to Black Lives Matter, when it comes to my people and illegals. You know what I mean? I have a song on my YouTube. You know what I mean?
Right. But like, for instance, like the cartel in Mexico killing anybody, everybody who is in their way, like they're hiding. And I'm not taking away. I'm really just trying to be like, you know, like devil's advocate for people that I already know are going to be like,
whoa. Right. No, it's not the same. So anyone that has approached me with those kind of questions, not the same. And if anyone like, well, not the same, just do your research. Right. And I know people unaware of what's going on probably gets annoyed when they hear that. But I can't waste a breath convincing people that aren't aware of what's going on. I'm just here to speak to people who are aware. And if you're not aware, you need to tune in now, because the government of Israel are planning a lot with this country, with Mexico, with Egypt, with Lebanon. They are trying to just extend their, they have a plan for a greater Israel. So they're about to take up Egypt, Lebanon. They're about to invade Mexico for lithium. If you care about Mexico, understand that they're about to invade soon Mexico for lithium. When I was 21, I complained about Obama not helping out my people in Mexico, about the Zetas, right? The Zetas were the ones that took over. All the cartels got together with President Calderon and asked for Obama's help to send military aid. Did not happen. What happened? All the cartels got together, joined forces, put the shit to the side, and took out the Zetas. Sorry, another question?
No.
And later it came to light that the Zetas were originally 35 ex-Marines sent from the United States, right? That was a big scandal. Another scandal that happened under Obama's watch was Fast and Furious scandal. And that's when we realized all the guns that the Zetas are using to terrorize. And let me just say this. Sounds wild, right? But I'm a Mexican. I lived in Mexico. When I was in 17, I lived out there. Hannah High School, Brownsville. Everybody that knows me knows that. I have family out there. Cartels don't mess with innocent people. The only cartel that ever did that was the Zetas. And they were just hitmen for Cartel de Golfo. They terrorized. They got shut down. And those terrorists were being powered by the American government. That's why Obama had a lot of controversy towards him. But American people, we don't question shit. We don't question nothing. I too fell for Obama. So now I get women when you see a man with a charming smile and a lot of charm, you fall for it. I did that with Obama. Oh, it seems like a nice guy. He seems like I could trust him. They didn't question him. But on paper, he has been the worst president ever as far as things that went down under. Fast and Furious scandal, that affects my people. You let these people terrorize our country. One of my exes, her uncle got kidnapped by Zeta. Her grandma murdered by Zeta. I've been closely affected by it. Cartels and all that stuff. But even at that, Mexico in general, and if anyone that wants to oppose this, if anyone ever wants to debate me on what's going on in Palestine, we can schedule it up for YouTube, whatever. But I'm not here for that. But no, what's going on in Palestine does not compare to anything in the world. Mexico just took Israel to court. You know what I mean? If that doesn't speak volumes, Mexico is protesting. The world is everywhere. China, Africa, South Africa just took Israel to court. Indonesia's taking Israel to court. Mexico just took Israel to court. Chile, you know what I mean? We are all watching as politicians, as people, celebrities even. And at the moment, I just want to shout out all the celebrities speaking about what's going on, because a lot of celebrities are not, a lot of people are not. And I don't blame the people that are regular people that are not aware of what's going on because of the lack of education. You know what I mean? I try to tell people that support Palestine, don't get mad at people not supporting Palestine. They just don't know. Either they just don't care or they just don't know. If you are inhumane enough to like look at people dying and got nothing to do with me, it says a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to focus my time, energy, emotion on people that don't care about other people that are dying. You know what I mean? That's just how I roll. That's just how I've always been. But at the moment, no. Like, if anyone has anything to say, I'm shut it down right now. Does not compare to anything about what's going on in Palestine. And if you feel passionate about that stance, research what's going on. Answer your own questions. I tell everybody, you guys are all adults. Use your Googles. Do your YouTubes. If you can use YouTube and TikTok and social media, find out gossip, controversy about like random things, Drake, Cat Williams, shit that doesn't matter to humanity or people. You're smart enough to do your research about what's going on in Palestine. But like I said, I don't want to waste my time and breath on that at the moment. I'm really trying to bring awareness to San Antonio because I really,
San Antonio,
there's a lot of people here. There's a lot of people here that can help me out, bring awareness to what's going on. And there's an immediate necessity to bring attention to this because people are just dying by the thousands. I mean, one of the homies got kidnapped. Now the whole world's screaming out free Mansoor. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Mansoor. But it's getting more personal and personal. I mean,
so the people that interrupted the mayor's ball the other day.
Oh, man. Look, I'm glad I could talk about them. I don't like them.
Well, that's fine, right? But
yeah, so.
But
I got a bad reputation nationwide. But yeah.
But let's be honest, right? What is the mayor of San Antonio going to do? What pull does he have?
So
how can he, is he going to like be like, everybody stop?
No. Yeah.
He can't.
No. Okay. So me, I don't care about politics. I'm not relying on, right? PSL. Went to my first protest and it was PSL organized. Bad vibes. They're all just giving me like unwelcoming vibes.
Yeah.
Just ugh. They're focused on the wrong thing. But I guess the mayor, along with many other mayors around the nation, voted to assist Ukraine, right? At that moment, we need to help Ukraine. We need to help Russia with ceasefire with Russia. They cared. At the moment, many mayors, we don't want to get involved with anything geopolitical. Oh, but you guys were heavily involved with Ukraine and Russia. He was. So much more other mayors were. So it's very hypocritical. You know what I mean? It's, if you care about white people out there getting bombed, but not about brown people getting bombed, what does it say about you as a human? But I don't blame them because, like I said, all these politicians took their money and signed a check mark. So if you're watching this PSL, I'm glad you guys like to go viral, screaming at politicians and whatnot. That doesn't represent me. I'm trying to be structured about it. Fred Hampton, if you know about the Black Panthers, you know, if you have not watched Judas and the Black Messiah, go watch it. Fred Hampton, inspirational person. But he would tell his people when they got out of line, show some discipline. You know what I mean? I don't rock with PSL. They're a whole bunch of kids. No offense, little white college kids and coconuts and just, you know, using someone else's fight and trauma to project their own anger and sadness. I witnessed it. It was just weird. Anyways, but I'm not here for that. I'm here for the Palestinians. I'm not here for the protesters here. Because if you support Palestine, you need to focus on saving the people from Palestine into Egypt. Are we going to wait around here and scream free Palestine while we can just donate that money and get them out? Or we're going to watch them get bombed and then go get angry about it and scream at politicians and protest in the street? It just doesn't make sense. What is the bigger picture? What is the goal here? You know what I mean? I've always wanted to bring the people together and realize it. So since I was young, my dream has always been to wake people up, Make them realize the government don't care about this. Make them realize that there's power to the people. If we can, okay, if you've been paying attention, the pastime movement gave McDonald's a low blow, gave Starbucks a low blow. Have you heard about that? Mm-mm. They boycotted them. McDonald's like lost millions of dollars. Starbucks, millions of dollars. You know what I mean? And then 400,000 people protested at outside of the White House. Now, hear me out, people that support Palestine. The numbers have changed, right? So I did my math according to the old numbers, right? When it was $8,000 a head. If there's 2 million people displaced and it costs about $8,000 a head, right? Do the math, right? 2 million times the 8, right? That's about $16 million, right? Mm-hmm. Right? I didn't check. I don't know. But if we need about $16 million to save people, why can't we do that? If a million of us got together and donated $20 each in a day, they're going to open up the gates and let all the Palestinians in. If $20. $20. I'm tired of seeing people that support Palestine talk about cry on TikTok, support Palestine, and then go to a Drake concert. How much money did you just spend on that ticket? You know what I mean? If a million people can get together in one day and donate $20, we just free Palestine.
Right, you know but mean? I think the hard part is where do people donate that they know that that money is going to where it needs to go? Because it's the same with like Red Cross, right? When disasters happen, how do we know for sure that that money is going to where it needs to go, to who it needs to go to?
Oh, man. Have you seen about the aid trucks? No.
And where?
In Israel. Mm-mm. So they got like hundreds of trucks, semi trucks outside, right? And they're only letting in like a little bit a day for 2 million people. But even at that, the IDF's like the police, and the IOF's like the military men. For TikTok trends, like we got your aid, setting it on fire. Mm. They're taking bags of flour, leaving in front of church, and unaliving kids and people going to it. They're just very evil. It's just disgusting.
Yeah.
So any aid that's going in, they're destroying it. That's why I was very, very, I feel a little defeated, a little discouraged, because the only hope I had was Manswar. Because I'm witnessing God, like, how the fuck is he doing this? You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't care. I'm not going to question. I'm going to send him my money. Now I don't know. Because right now, the only people you can send money to, as far as aid, is Red Crescent. And I just saw a video of them getting shot up. They're shooting. They're targeting them. They don't want no witnesses about what's going on. So they're alive. And Red Crescent is their Red Cross. Mm-hmm. At the moment, the only choice we have is just to give the Egyptian government our money. If you're watching Free Palestine, you got to learn to take an L sometimes. There's no use of screaming, save Gaza. They have destroyed it. They've just unalived most of the people. The remaining people are by the border. We just need to pay them these douchebags their money and so they can let them through. That's the only way about it. That's the only way people are freeing right now from the terror. There's no surviving there. All the journalists, and if you're not familiar about what's going on, go look up Motaz and Bisan, just those two for the moment. Any other questions? No. But at the moment, no, I've been researching since October, and politicians can't help us. They're all pro-Israel. Red Crescent can't even help themselves once they get over there. At the moment, there's about, and this was last week. Last week, there's about like 6 ambulances left for 2 million people. Mm-hmm. The last hospital got destroyed. They're out there. While I'm at that, I just wanted to put that out there. Feminist women, I see y'all loud out here. If you care about women worldwide, the miscarriages are up 300%. Mm-hmm. Palestine. You know what I mean? They don't have any sort of things that they need. So whatever issue anyone here in America is complaining about, take the time to realize what's going on in Palestine. I say that because I thought I was depressed most of my life, right? I done done therapy, psychedelics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right? Missing my daughters. My one-year-old's mom, I got to wait 2 months to see her for about 2 hours. Other one, holidays, I got to wait 6 months after the holiday's over. That takes a toll on my heart, my soul. I mean, point is, the moment I opened my fucking eyes and realized what the hell is going, I mean, boom, 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 made me instantaneously grateful for my freedom. And more so, like, it just made me grateful. I was no longer depressed about my daughters. Like, my daughters are going to be okay. I'm going to see them again soon. Thank you, God, that my daughters don't have to go through this. I care because majority of Palestine is women and children. Why is that, you might ask? Because they kidnap the kids, the boys, at a young age, 6, 7, 8, to just mentally, spiritually, just low blow the family. I mean, there was a clip of a woman carrying her, like, four-year-old. Made her toss the kid and keep going and laughed. You know what I mean? I don't post this stuff on my Facebook. I don't post it on my TikTok. It's disturbing. I watch it on a daily basis. I have a mental breakdown at least once a week about it. You know what I mean? And then I'm just, you know, it's hard to go back to like this life watching what just happened. And if you guys know Hunger Games, we are watching real life Hunger Games. Like, they drop leaflets, these little flyers. We're about to bomb, go to the southern border. That was in October. They did that. And then just hundreds of people went. They're just playing with these people here. They, behind closed doors, they say they're committing war games. Like, they believe in ethnically cleansing. Oh, while I'm at it, let me just talk about the Zionists. They just believe that, I gotta send you the screenshot. The Zionists have a pyramid of souls. They consider Palestinians Arabs, animal souls. So the prime minister, the defense, a lot of these people in the government over there just look at Palestinians, Arabs, people, as animals and beasts, not humans, that they need to be wiped off the face of the earth. And anyone that's not a Zionist was only born to be a slave to Zionists. That's them, right? While I'm at this, I'm not anti-Jew, not anti-Semitic, right? I just saw a whole stadium full of master rabbis condemning Israel. So you have Jews of Judaism condemning the state of Israel and Zionists because they believe that in the Torah, Jews are supposed to be exiled because of what they did to Jesus. You know what I mean? That's what they believe. Zionists, not F that. That's the old ways. We're taking over. They're basically like the Ku Klux Klan. Ku Klux Klan believes in cleansing for Christ. You know what I mean? That's one way to point out how racist the American government. They took down the Black Panthers but left the KKK as a Christian organization. You go to Alabama, they have churches. You know what I mean? They let them slide. You know what I mean? But a lot of things that have been going down after John F. Kennedy has been, Israel has had a lot involvement. You know what I mean? I don't want to get into conspiracy theories, none of that. But 9/11, they're involved. And TikTok, they wanted to get banned because a lot of the stuff has been surfacing on TikTok. You know what I mean? Mm. Things that I didn't know about. But Israel is just the root of all evil in the world. They have successfully taken over the world, like, by infiltrating people's governments. Afghanistan, Iraq. They have always planned since back in the day. So in the 1800s, the Zionists wrote a plan for World War I, II, and III. The III was to take over the Middle East. And here we are. And if you've been paying attention to the news, and I don't even want to get to that right now. I don't want to focus too much on what's going on, but the temperature's getting hot right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to chime in on?
I'm letting you talk.
Okay, yeah. My bad. I'm sorry. Like, I can go left to right at the moment.
I mean, I would say we have like maybe like 10 minutes left. So if you wanted to talk about like yourself, if you just want to keep going on about like what you feel needs to be out there, then do
right, it. Right, right. I'm gonna Well, at the moment, I just want to plug in April 27th. I'm having an event, free event, and it's free because I don't want a reason for people not to show up. And when you show up, it's just a celebration of the Palestinians. There's so much bad representation, misinterpreted, you know, representation going on in Palestine. I just want people to know that there's good people, normal, good-hearted people that walk with God and love like me, that support Palestine. And I want people to know that, you know, the reason we're doing this, is because they're trying to erase Palestine from the map, which they have, right? It's not showing up on Google Maps no more. It's wild. They're trying to just wipe Israel under the rug, just the way they did with indigenous people here in Mexico. I mean, and I'm trying to keep the name alive because they're going to erase most of Palestine out of history, just the way they're getting rid of books in schools that talk about colored history. Mm-hmm. It's inevitable. Like, I saw this coming in my 20s, but people would call me conspiracy theorists, and here we are, as far as like the government's going to always. They put in Obama in office just to shut us up and keep us distracted. Here's someone. You guys happy? Calm down, shut up, and while we go conquer the rest of the world, which they have, because, you know, a lot of people might say, you know, well, we're waiting on Russia, we're waiting on all these other countries, right? But if you've been paying attention, when it first happened, no one stepped in. The United Nations, the poorest country in the Middle East, Yemen, stepped in and did something, and instantaneously they got punished. They got cut off food, all that. So I just don't understand how no one else has seen this, that supports Palestine, how we're relying on the government when they've had any chance to intervene and they haven't. But the moment Yemen did, punished. I thought they couldn't intervene in any way of sort. But if you're watching this, just come out April 27th. I just want to celebrate with everybody that supports Palestine. Really, I'm just trying to create a network offline, in person, for people that support Palestine, so that way we can keep the name alive, because the internet is in the hands of the government. The moment they turn it off, then what? Then what? You mean? Sorry with the mic. I want us to mobilize, strategize, and prepare for the bigger picture, whatever is next, right? We're all focusing on screaming. I don't go protest. Hell no. I work construction. I'll be tired. Fuck that. I've been to jail many times. I'm good on that. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the white people using the white privilege for good. You know what I mean? Because right now, there's like the ones going hard right now on the East Coast, everywhere, are Jews for peace. They're the ones with the ceasefire now shirts. They wild out and shut down the Thanksgiving parade. And people of color can't go do that shit. I mean, we get attacked right away. Mm. But I just really want to celebrate with people. I want people to vibe with me, because it is hard to be happy if you're watching about what's going on. So I'm trying to keep people vibration high. So April 27th, I just want to meet everyone that supports Palestine, project my love and my positive energy, and to keep spirits alive. Because, you know, a lot of us feel defeated at the moment what's going on. It's hard to not be sad. It's hard to not be mad. But what are we going to do? Give them what they want and have them stall us protesting in the streets? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The only thing we can do right now is just bring awareness, educate people, and get the people out of Palestine. And that's all I really want to focus on. Shout out to all the people on TikTok, Godiva, Ali, Holistic Ali. Holistic Ali is the one that got me on live with a political journalist, analyst, and over there in Palestine. He's like the connect with a lot of people in, as far as journalists in Palestine. But yeah, April 27th is just an event that I want. I'm just trying to build community here. In Project Watermelon, the goal is just to do that everywhere. After I do that here, I'm going to do that in Austin, then Dallas, then Alabama, then New Orleans, then Cali. I have people everywhere. We cannot rely on the internet, clearly. We cannot rely on the politicians, clearly. We got to keep the name of Palestine, the truth of Palestine alive. I want my daughters to do the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want that the youth of tomorrow is the future. I know it sounds corny, but it is. You know what I mean? They said that when I was a kid. Now here I am, speaking up for what's right. We need to educate our kids. We need to educate our people about what's going on. Like, I learned about the Black Panthers far too late in my 30s. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? What they did to Fred Hampton, pure evil. Have you seen the movie Elvis? Mm-hmm. How they did him dirty for just wanting to perform Black people's music. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That time was ugly. They were doing a lot of people ugly. Those times have not changed. Only now they're smarter about how they go about things. Princess Diana was about to speak up for Palestine. Then they made her look like a cheater. You know what I mean? Michael Jackson was about to record a song about Palestine. A lot of people that want to speak about Palestine get silenced. They've censored my Facebook. There's like, oh my, how much time have we got left?
Like a couple of minutes.
Couple of minutes. I'm sorry, guys. I ramble on and on about Palestine. But once again, April 27th, if you're not doing anything, free event. We're going to have a tattoo artist doing flash tattooing, face painting. Try to get some lowriders out there. I'm at a 360 photo booth. But it's a celebration. I'm trying to keep people's vibrations high. I don't want people that support Palestine to get a bad rep out here. We're not all angry, sad, projecting people that project our own healed traumas at these marches. You know what I mean? That's not all of us. That's, you know what I mean? I'm glad that goes down to apply pressure. But there's normal people out here in the world that good hearts that are not wild in the streets that support Palestine, and I want to create that network because I want us to get together and help ourselves. We don't need the government. Mm-hmm. There's so much power to the people, and I wish people would understand that we possess the power. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. How do people follow you?
You can follow me on TikTok at Fino's World. Oh, I'd be ratchet on there, that nigga. on Instagram, my personal Instagrams at Fino LFMG, my photography's at Fino's Photos, and my Facebook's at Fino, no, it's just Fino LFMG. And that Facebook went viral. Now I have an international community that supports Palestine. And that's why I feel so, you know, like I feel it's so important for me to speak up. I have people that I don't know messaging me voice clips in Arabic telling me, thank you for speaking up. Hero this, hero that. I ain't no fucking hero at all. I'm just doing the bare minimum. Like when I post in bed before I go to sleep, or when I go to the bathroom on a bathroom break or red lights, bare minimum. And I just want people to know, just, you know, if you support Palestine, just we got to get together and organize. We cannot rely on the government's help. Us relying on the internet, the day they shut it off, then what? So I just really want to focus on this offline network.
Yeah.
I mean, so that way we can prepare, because I think the first step right now is we should organize and then get the people out of Palestine. Once we get the people out of Palestine, we need to make sure they're situated with anything that they need. Because even the people that have crossed over into Egypt, still homeless.
Yeah.
Still no food, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, I love that you're doing that. I love that you're doing it in the community, and it's a positive event. And there's some people that I know that are already like helping and wanting to help with the event. So I'm excited for you.
I appreciate it. The tattoo artist.
That's my girl.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for being here, guys. If you have something to say about this, reach out to Fino, comment, say what you need to say. I think it should be a discussion, an ongoing discussion, right? Thank you for being here.
Thank you for giving me the time.
Yeah. And again, to Vapa Media for housing and producing, to Latina Podcast Network for having me on your network. Guys, make sure that you share, like, follow, subscribe, do all the things. And again, thank you for being here. I appreciate it. I will see you guys next time. Thanks. Bye.